With the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the Mishnah is addressing the case of a mixture of Asham and Shlomim, which both have the same identical Matan Domim, but there are other differences between them. Also, the Mishnah will address the case of a mixture of what we call Chatichos Kodshim, different small parts of Kodshim, and when and how you could eat them. Asham shenisare b'shlomim, we don't know which is a carbon asham, which is a carbon shlomim. And we've already learned in the Mishnah, back on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that a carbon asham requires shechita b'tzad safon of the azara. It's only eaten in the azara to zichrei kahuna. The eating is limited to the day in which the carbon is brought and the night that follows. That's kodshe kodshim, that's asham. In contrast, we have shlomim, and that's on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. They, as kodshim kalim, could be shechted anywhere in the Azor, could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, both for Zcharim and Nekevos, and we give them an extra day. It's Nechal Feshnei Yomim V'Laila Achas. Once these become mixed together, we don't know where we should shech them, and how to eat them, and who will eat them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneem, these two karbanos, Yishachatu Bitzad Safon, that's understandable, because we lose absolutely nothing by shechting a shlomim on the Tzad Safon, and we gain the karban asham, Ve'achlu Kechamer Shebehem, they could only be eaten for one day in the night that follows, like asham, and we take the chumra of asham. The Chachamim turn to Rabbi Shimon, and they say, Omru lo, how can you tell me that we'll eat both karbanos for Yom and Laila? Since Shlomim has Shnei Yomim v'Laila, by limiting the time of Achila, you're causing a situation where we'll have to be Soref the Basar Kedin Nosar. What you're telling me, that if the Kohanim don't get a chance to eat this Basar, by the end of the night that follows the day, we're going to have to burn it as Nosar. And we have a principle called Ein Mevim Kodshim Lebeis HaPsul. We're not allowed to cause Kodshim to experience a Psul and a Hefsed. You can't be Mafsid or Pasul up a Kodesh. And therefore, we have to say that even in this Taroves, we're going to have to apply the principle as we applied in the previous mission of Yiro, Ad Sheyipol Behem Mum V'Mochru. We have to wait until, after grazing, the animal will receive some sort of a blemish. And the law of a Balmum, of a Kodshim She'ed Nifsalu, is that they can be sold. And then we'll take the money and we'll buy two karbanos to replace them, one as an Ashim, one as a Shlomim. That's the ratio of our Mishnah. It's Arvu Chatichos in the Sefer. We have a mixture of Basar. So you have Kodshim, Bechatichos, Acheros Shal Kodshim. In other words, let's say there was Kodshim, Kodshim, Kodshim of a Chatos or an Asham. We can't mention an Ola here because that's not relevant. Achila, Ola is Kuli Kolil. But the Kodshim Kalim, let's, for example, it got mixed up with the Basar of a Karban Toda. In this case, even though they both have the same commonality of Necholim L'yom V'Laila, that's for sure, in the case of Karban Toda, but they're not equal as far as the Mokum Achila, and who's allowed to eat it. So where and how and who will eat it? In the case of Kodshei Kodshim, it's got to be eaten in the Azara to Zichrei Kahuna. In the case of Kodshim Kalim, it could be eaten anywhere in the city, and it doesn't have to be Zichrei Kahuna, it's L'chol Adam. Now we have another scenario, and that is, if you had a mixture of pieces of Kodshim Kalim, HaNecholim L'yom Echa, like we mentioned before, the case of a Karban Toda, we also could add to this the El Nazir, and these pieces of Kodshim Kalim meat got mixed up with Kodshim Kalim HaNecholim L'shneyom V'lailech, like for example Shlomim. So in these two cases, the case of Chatichos of Kodshim, Kodshei Kodshim, that got mixed up with Kodshim Kalim, that could be eaten for a day and a night, and the case of two types of kodshim kalim. One can be eaten a day and a night, the other for two days and a night. Is the halacha in these two cases, and even the chacham will be moded to Rav Shimon, there's no machlokas in these two cases, ye ochlu kechomer shebehem. All these chatichos can be eaten only in the Azara, only to Zichrei Kuna, only for one day and one night. And that's the Chomer Shebehem. Again, Chomer Shebehem in the first case is Kodshei Kodshim of Osham and Chatos. In the case of Kodshim Kalim with Kodshim Kalim, meaning with a mixture of Shalmei Todor Il Nazir together with Shlomim, we're going to limit the Achila . What's the difference between this Seifa and the Reisha? Why did the Chacham Mode to Rabbi Shimon? And the answer is because in the case of Tarovas Chatichos, there's no Takana, there's no other way that we can allow the eating of the Basar. And therefore, we're going to make sure that the Basar is eaten at least during the night following the day, and everything will be fine. Now, before we start the Gemara, let's just point out that the Mishnah clarifies that Rabbi Shimon was not afraid of bringing Kodshim Lebeis HaPsul. And he was matir doing so even l'chatchila. Or the Gemara vacillates, maybe it's only b'dievet. So the Gemara quotes, Tani Tana Kame Derav. This was a study that was brought in front of one of the Chachamim in front of Rav. And this is going to be a brisa that's brought to the attention of Rav. And the case is that he has peros that grew during Shvius, during the Shemitah year. He sold them and he received money for their sale. And the law is, there's something called Tfisas Damim in Shemitah, which means that the money that he received in exchange for the Peros Shvius is also endowed with Kedushas Peros Shvius. That's the mission at the beginning of the seventh parak of Masechta Shvius. Now if he goes ahead and he takes these Damim and he buys fruits, again there's Tfisas Damim, which means that the Kedusha now is transferred from the Damim over to the payros that he buys, and that which he buys with this money, Dmei Shvius, is also now Nitfas B'Kedushas Shvius, and that's a sugya in Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet. Therefore, Ein Lokhim B'Dameha Truma, with those mos that he received for the payros of Shvius, he's not allowed to purchase payros of Truma Mipnei Mematin Be'Achilosa. Now, as a result of Truma, Shvius, which can be eaten up until the time of Biur, which means Mishakol L'chayim in Asada, and a person, when we get to that stage of Kol L'chayim in Asada, has to burn, has to bring out all the pairs of Shvius, or any of the most of Shvius that he has in his house. And now, because of this exchange of taking the mos, which he received for the Paris of Shvius, and using them to buy Truma, what he's going to do is he's being memait biachila. He's causing a hefseid to the Truma. Because if not for the fact that he was matvis the Kedusha Shvius, then Truma could be eaten liolam. There's no point in time after which the Truma cannot be eaten. We don't have a Shasa beer with regard to Truma. And now, as a result of purchasing with these Damim, purchasing Truma with these Damim of Shvius, he now grafts onto the Kedushas Truma, Kedushas Shvius, and he's being mafsid the Truma. Because at one certain point, which is called Mishakala Lachaya Minasada, he's going to have to be Mavar Minolim the Peros. So now the kesef of Kedusha Shvius, on which he was matvis, he now has to be mavir them before the time of Biur.
Now, this is all Rashi. Tosus is upset about this Pirush of Rashi based on, again, a Mishnah set in the ninth parak of Shvius. Mishayol Peros, Shvius V'Igiazman, Shasadbir, Mechalik Mazon, Shalsudas, Kolech V'Echad. In other words, the din is not to be Mechal Peros Shvius at the time of Bir, but rather to divvy them up amongst the members of his family, his shechedim, his krovim, and everyone gets mazon shalosh sudos, in which case he's not being mamayit from achilas truma. And Tosa says that nevertheless he's being mamayit by achilasa, because after he divides it up amongst his shechedim, and he sells to each one of his neighbors mazon shalosh sudos, if he won't find any other people who can share with him to divvy it up, he's going to have to destroy the Peres Min Olam. So that itself is called Hefseid Peres Shavius. The Gemara now explains, Amrua Rabbanan Kami de Rava. The Bnei Yeshiva taught this Brisa to Rava, and they said, Ha Deloka Rabbi Shimon. This din that's reflected in the Brisa is against Rabbi Shimon. Why to Ik Rabbi Shimon? If you would hold like Rav Shimon, Ha'amar Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah that we're not afraid of Mevi'im Kodshim Lebeis Hapsul. That's not a chash. And therefore, there should be no Iser to use Dmei Shvius to purchase Truma. Even though, again, he's going to be Goreim Hefsi to Truma because of the Chiv Biur, nevertheless, there is no principle called Ein Mevi'im Kodshin LeBeis HaPsul. Amar Lehu Rava. Rava responded, no. Afilu Temi, if you'll argue that this Brisa is authored by Rabbi Shimon, there's not a kash from our Mishnah in the case of Shlomim and Asham, where Rabbi Shimon was matir to bring Kodshin LeBeis HaPsul by cutting down the Shlomim to one day and one night that follows. Hani Mili, that's only b'di'evet. In other words, there already was a taruva, so these kodshim, and then Rabbi Shimon is going to allow you, for the sake of the mitzvah achilus kodshim, to perhaps jeopardize the possibility of being maybe kodshim beis hapsul. However, l'chatchila, to buy with dmei shvius truma, lo, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that that's also. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha on Rava now, who assumes that Rav Shimon would not be matir lahavi kodshim lebeis hapsul lechatchila lo. Esvei Abaye, we have a Mishnah later on here in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Omid Beis, and here we're going to turn to Ayin Vav and Alpha Kulon. In all the kodshim that are eaten, Rashaim Kodim Lashanos Beachilosan, which means that they can eat it in any way, any shape, any form that they want to. Le'achlam tsluyim, shlukim, evusholim. It's not like a carbon pesach has to be eaten solely, dafka roasted. They can eat it cooked and roasted, or they can overcook it, so to speak. That's called shlukim. The laseis letochan, tavlei chulim. They can add to the mixture, to the cooking pot of kodshim, Tavlinim shel chulin, that means spices that are chulin, the tavlinei truma. And even in the case of tavlinim of truma, they can mix the truma into this pot, this pot that's cooking kodshim in it. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Again, there's a girsa issue here about who exactly is the author, but the Shittim Kubetza says that it's Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Aleph, later on in the Masechet, is going to clarify the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, based on the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches L'chol Kodshei B'nei Yisrael L'chanasatim L'moshcha. Now the Targum of the word L'moshcha is L'rabo, means Lashon Gidula, that Kodshim have to be eaten in a Tzura Chashuv, in the way that the kings would eat it. And that means adding Tavlin. And the Mishnah records the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who argues with Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that we're not permitted to add tavlin of truma into chatichos of kodshim, because he's going to be memait the zman achilus truma, because achilus truma has no limit in time, whereas kodshim has an allotted time beyond which you're not allowed to leave the kodshim without eating it. So when he puts the truma, in this case tavlin shel truma, into the kodshim, he's going to be memayit truma, that's a hefsei truma, but Rav Shimon is matir. And Rav Shimon has no compunctions about it. He doesn't say, well, only if the tavlin fell into the mixture of kodshim, then it's okay. But rather, even l'chatchil, he's allowed to bring this truma l'beis apsul. And this is an open and shut contradiction to Rava. Rava defends himself and he says, Amalei, he looks tabai and he says, Hanach l'trumas tavlin dirabanan. The reason why Reb Shimon is going to go so far as to allow you l'chatchila to add the truma into this pot of kodshim is because it's only d'rabbanan. And Rabbi Shimon, for the sake of the kiyum of l'moshcha, of enhancing the achilas kodshim, and again, all this seems to indicate that achilas kodshim is a mitzvah, l'chol kodshim b'nei Yisrael l'chanas atim l'moshcha is a mitzvah, then we're not going to be choshesh of being mevi lidei psul in Truma d'Rabbanan. Had it been Truma d'Oraisa, then that would be a different story. And Eichinami Rav Shimon l'chatchil would not allow you to be mafsid Truma d'Oraisa by adding it into a mixture of kodshim. And at this point, Abai is not happy. He continues to persist in asking questions on Rava Esvei. We have a Mishnah. In Masechta Maaser Sheni Perek Gimel, Ein Lokhin Truma VeKesef Maaser. The Kohen who has Kesef of Maaser Sheni is not allowed to purchase with that money, Kesef, Truma, in Yerushalayim. Why? Mipnei Shemimayit Bachi Losa. He's being Mimayit in the Achil of Truma because Maaser Sheni is Nechal in Yerushalayim and only in Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim there's no possibility. So the Truma could have been eaten if it wouldn't have been purchased with Kesef Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Now, as a result of the fact that it was purchased with Kesef Maaser Sheni, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Not only that, but Maaser Sheni is also La'onen. Truma is mutter la'onen. So when he buys truma with kesef Maaser Sheni, when he's matvis kedushas Maaser Sheni onto truma, he has to eat now this truma only in Yerushalayim, and it's asura la'onen, and he's being mitzamtzem achila, he's limiting the achila. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says, and again now we're talking about a doraisa, he's matir to buy truma with kesef of Maaser Sheni. It means that we have a clear-cut proof that Reb Shimon is matil tzamtzim to bring kodshin l'beis apsul even l'chatchila and truma d'oraisa. How could Rava say that Reb Shimon was only matir kodshin l'beis apsul b'di'evet or l'chatchila and truma d'rabbanan? Here we're talking about l'chatchila b'truma d'oraisa ishtiklei. At this point, Rava apparently backtracks and he feels that he's defeated by this raya. The Gemara now continues to ask another kash on Rava from a different Mishnah. Ki asa, when Abai came l'kamei to Rav Yosef, and he told this whole thing over to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef amar lei, Rav Yosef said the following, Ailo tosvei, why didn't you ask a kash on Rava? Mehaf, in the Mishnah in Shvius, in the 8th parak of Shvius, it says, Ein mevashlim yerek shel Shvius b'shemen shel truma. Here's an open shut Mishnah, and we're dealing with Doraisas, we're dealing with Shemen Shel Truma. Everybody agrees that Tirosh is included in Truma Dorais, and yet Reb Shimon was Matir L'chatchila. The Tanakhama says that to cook a Yerek Shel Shvius in Shemen Shel Truma, that's a problem because Truma doesn't have a Zman Katsuv, you could always eat it. Shvius is only eaten up till the Zman Abir. And now when he's matvis a kedusha shvius onto truma, he causes a hefsei truma because now the truma has to be eaten before zman abir. And if you don't make it on time, you'll have to destroy it. And Reb Shimon is matir. He holds that mevi'im kodshim l'beis apsul even l'chatchila, and even in something that you chayiv min haTorah. And that would have been an explicit kash on Rava. Why didn't he ask from that Mishnah? Now, at this point, Abai and Rav Yosef have some sort of a diyun here, some sort of discussion as to whether or not we can ask a kash on Rava from that Mishnah. Amalei Abai, Rabbi turns to Rav Yosef and he says, V'lav mi os vise meha de tavlin. I asked him a very good kasha from the Mishnah later on of Tavlin, that Reb Shimon was matir to put Tavlin of Truma into Chatichos Kodshim, even though it's maybe Truma Lidei Psul. And the reason for that is it has to be eaten with a very limited amount of time. And also it can't be eaten Ba'onen. I'm sorry, just one second. No, scratch that. I was getting confused with Maaser Sheni. The Amar Li, and the sheet of Rava was, when I asked him this kasha, Hanach l'Trumas Tavlin d'Rabbanan, that Trumas Tavlin is only d'Rabbanan, Rav Shimon is Moda, with regard to d'Rabbanan, that Ein Mevin, Ein Lohavi Lidei Psul, Lechatchila. So in something that's chayev minat Torah, Reb Shimon is moda that you're not mevi lidei psul, but the Mishnah of Trumas Tavlin, since Trumas Tavlin is only Rabbanon, therefore lechatchila Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to be mevi. Hachinami, in the case of cooking a yerek shel shvius, b'shemen shel truma, Rava could slug me up for the same exact reason. And that is that we're talking about Trumas Yerek. So again, it's a little bit odd here, because if you take a look at the Mishnah says, E mevashlim Yerek shel Shvius b'shemen shel Truma. The Yerek was the Shvius, the Shemen was the Truma. So what does he mean that Trumas Yerek is the Rabbanon? And this is exactly where Rav Yosef responds to Abayi, Hachi, if the way you're interpreting the Mishnah in Shvius is you're talking about Truma the Rabbanon, Ipcha mi boy leila misnei, the Mishnah should have said it just the opposite, Ein mevashel yerek shel Truma, b'shemen shel Shvius. And then it would have been clear that we're talking about a chiyuv the Rabbanon in Truma, because we're talking about Yerokas, Truma's Yerokas is only the Rabbanon, but since it says Ein mevashel yerek shel Shvius, b'shemen shel Truma, it's quite clear that we're talking about something that's chayev in Truma Doraisa, because Shemen is chayev in Truma Doraisa. The pasuk itself in Bamidbar Yeches mentions Yitzhar, which is Shemen. So we see, and that's Rav Yosef's argument to Abaye, that clearly in this Mishnah Rav Shimon is matir to bring Truma lebeis hapsul, even though it's Truma Doraisa, by making it into Shvius. And the Shas Abir. So Abaye now offers a different, shall we say, a different approach to answer this question, why he didn't ask this question from Rava, on Rava from the Mishnah Shvius. And he turns to Rav Yosef and he says, Vlav mi osvise, didn't I ask a kash on Rava back on Dafai and Hamid Beis, mi masnisim from the Mishnah here in Zvachim of Osham, Shenis Arev Bishlamim, that Rabbi Shimon was matir to be makir of these two karbanos, even though he's going to bring the Shlomim Lidei Psul by cutting down the amount of time allotted for the Achila by a day. The Omar Li and Rava responded that Rabbi Shimon was not matir in a Mishnah to bring Kodshim Doraisa Lidei Psul, Elimishum Di Arev, because there was a Tarobis. And once there was Tarobis, we're in a situation with the Eved. And then Reb Shimon is not Machber L'chatchila, even Reb Shimon is Oser. Is Hachinami? Rava would have given the same answer for your Kasha, for the Mishnah Shvius, Rav Yosef's Kasha, D'i Arev, Hachinami D'i Arev. Which means there was already a Tarobis of Shemen Shel Truma, B'Yerek Shel Shvius. And since the worry was the Tarovas, even Rav would agree that Rav Shimon would be matir to cook them together and eat them. But l'chatchila, to take a Yerek Shel Shvius and cook it in Shemel Shel Truma, Rav Shimon would be modeh it's osu. So that right away, Rav Yosef responds to Abaye, E-D-E-R-A, if the Mishnah and Shvius talk about a case where they were already mixed together, then my taima derabbanon. Again, I would have asked a different kasha. I would have said, wait a minute, the Mishnah says, Ein mevashlin yerek. We're talking not about a tarobas b'dieved, but about bishul l'chatchila. But Rav Yosef prefers to ask a different question. and he says idiyarev, if the Mishnah is talking the case of tarovas and his bidiyeved, then my tamayid rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon say that you're not allowed to cook them together? It's already in a tarovas. You cannot separate the yerek from the shemen. So what do you lose by cooking them? If you're not going to be mevashel them, then the shemen is going to go to ibud with the shas biur, because it's already mixed up and it already has the mixture of shvius, so the yerek shel shvius. What logic would there be to say that you're not allowed to be mevashel them? What tosefes hefseid bishul is tosefes hefseid is going to be a result of this bishul? So Abayi just completely deflects this kasha of Yosef. The same, we can set up the analogy to Asham, Shenis Arev, Bishlomim, that even though it's already in the Taroves, the Chachom were Machmir, according to the Rabbonon, not to be Makriv them, but rather Yiro, Achiplu Bamum, and then with the money, after Pidgeon, they'll buy Korbanos Acherim to replace it, and Yerek Shenis Arev B'Shemen, is, let's say, we should assume that they also hold that even after the Taroves, we're not going to be Mavashal them together. So in other words, the case of Yerek Shenis Arev B'Shemen, where the Yerek is Shvius and the Shemen is Truma, is analogous to the case of Oshem Shenis Arev B'Shlomen. And even after Nisarev, the Chachom were Machmir not to be Makriv of them. So Rav Yosef responds, me dummy, what kind of comparison are you talking about? Hossam, in the case of Oshem Shenis Arev B'Shlomen, Islay Takanta Bereiya. We have a way of solving the problem. The Chachamim would be very strict and prohibit being makriv them and eating them, because that would bring the shlomim liday psul. And the reason for that is because there's a takana of yiruachi yistav. But here, in the case of Yerek Shenisari B'Shemen, lesle takanta b'ri'iyo, there's no possibility of takanta. So this tarovas doesn't lend itself to any resolution, any rectification. Therefore, why should it be also to Yavashel, the two of them together? And therefore, if you want to set up some sort of analogy between the tarovas of Yerek and Shemen and our Mishnah, holodomi ella, it's similar to the Sefer of our Mishnah, l'chaticha shenis arva b'chatichos, and the reason why in that case we would be mekel even koin chachamim, and that's called teochel kechamish behem, is because kevin the less le'elem takanta b'riya. Right, in pieces of meat, there's no shaychus ri'iyah here. So the Chachom Moda in this Tarov is Teochel Kechomer Shemem. And therefore, logically, by analogy, we should say the same thing in the case of a mixture of Yerek B'Shemen. We should be Matir to be Mavashalim because there's no Takona Cheres. And if, nevertheless, Aval Bichain, the Chachomim, argued and they said it's also to be Mavashalim against Reb Shimon, it must be that the Mishnah in Shvius is talking about a case where it wasn't there was no tarovas. We're not talking about a b'di'evit situation. He wants to mix them together and cook them together. And the Chachom say, how could they do that? You're being mafsid the kodshim here, because as a result of kedushas Shvius and the Erek, now the truma is going to be brought lebeis apsul by the time shas bir. And nevertheless, Reb Shimon is matir to cook them together. And that clearly indicates that Reb Shimon holds Mevim Kodshim Doraisa De Psul Afilu Doraisa, and that Afilu Chatchila, excuse me, and that's a kash against Rava. Now Ravina comes to defend Abaye. Maskifle Ravina. Ravina asks the following question to Rav Yosef. Me dummy, can you really establish an analogy between a Yerek Shel Shvius that was mixed in Shemen Shel Truma to the case in the Sefer of our Mishnah of Chaticha Shenis Arva B'Chatichos, Chaticha Shenis Arva B'Chatichos, Lesle Takanta Klal? And that's why the Chachamim admit that you're allowed to eat them in this Tarovas according to the Chomer Shebehen. But hi, this case of Yerek Shel Shvius, which got mixed up with Shemen Shel Truma, Isle Takanta B'Schita, he can squeeze out the Yerek and remove the Shemen that was absorbed in the Yerek. And when he comes to the Zman Abir of the Yerek, he doesn't have to destroy the Shemen. So therefore, he's not being mafsid the Truma. And the Chachamim would say in such a case that if you cook them together, then you are being, you're being mafsid the shemen shel truma, by cooking yerek shel shviyas. Now, again, if they were already cooked together, that's a different story. But if they're only mixed and they weren't cooked together, then there's a great deal to save over here by squeezing the shemen out of the yerek. And then you'll save the shemen shel truma even after the zman biur. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, holds that since they're already nisarvu, we can be mekel b'dieved, and we can apply the principle of mevi lidei psul. And therefore, there's no kashya on Rava. So now the Gemara wants to analyze Rav Yosef. Why did he establish this equation here between Yerek and Shemen shenis arvu and Chaticho shenis arva b'chatichos? He held that even Yerek shenis arv b'shemen ain't lo takona, there's no takona, and schita is not a takona. Behechi nischot. How are we going to squeeze this Yerek? If nischot Tuva, if we're going to squeeze it very hard, come mafsid shvius. There's an isur being mafsid shvius. The Torah says, "Vaisa Shabbos aretz lachem li achla velo lehefseid." So you're going to make mincemeat here out of this poor yerek because it has some sort of a blia inside of it of shemen shel truma. Nischo purta, if you only can squeeze a little out, then sof sofi arev mi arev. Then you're left with the tarovis of shemen shel truma with the yerek shel shvius, and then when the time of beer comes, he's going to have to destroy the yerek, and he's going to be ma'abi the shemen shel truma. So therefore, it's still considered ein lo takona below bishul, and therefore, why should we prohibit it? And therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a case where, again, if the Rabbanan prohibited cooking it, there hasn't been any taroves of shemen and yerek, and that's why they're prohibiting it. And on this case, in this scenario, Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So you see clearly that Rav Shimon is being mate levashlam. He must be holding that mutter lahavi kodesh beisapsul afil dorais afil chatchila. And now Abai at this point is going to raise a kasha on Rava from a different brisa. Isvei Abai asks a kasha on Rava. We have a brisa with regard to Mitzora. Let's say the Mitzora has a suffek. We don't know if he's a Mitzora Muzgar, and he's not chayv to bring a korban for his tara, or perhaps he's a Mitzora Muklat, and he's chayev to bring on the eighth day, after he's healed from his tzaras, a korban l'tarasa. So we have a sofek muskar and a sofek muchlat. Again, this all comes from the parasha Vayikra Yigimel, parashas Tazria. And there it says, Adam, a person saw a nega begufo. He's obligated to show the nega to a kohen. And if the Kohen doesn't know at this point if this Nega is Tomei or not, he's Mazgir Esa Odom Shivas Yomim, and that's called the Mitzora Muzgar. After the passage of 7 days, the Kohen checks again the Nega a second time around, and then if he's Machlit, then he makes the decision, he makes the call, Hachlatata Kohen, that the Nega is Tor. In such a case, the person has to just be mechabes begadov, he has to be tovel v'nitar, and then he eats kochim. He doesn't need avos karbonos at all. However, the Kohen makes a hachlata when he sees the nega, that this nega is tomei, then he's mitami the person as a tzoras, and he's going to have to bring karbonos, and he's called a mitzora muchlat. So in the Pasha Mitzora, the Torah goes through the entire lengthy Seder Taroso, and it says there that on the day that the Kohen sees that Nirpa HaMitzora Mitzaras, he's healed from his Tzaras, he's going to have to be Mechabes Begodov, he's going to have to shave off his hair, and he has to be Tovel, but in addition to that, he has to sit Chutzli Oel for 7 days. After those 7 days, he has to go through another process of Giluach, Sa'aro, and Kibus Begodim, and then another Tefillah, and on the eighth day, he brings two Kvasim, one Liola, and one Li'asham. Now, in addition to these two kvasim, let's not forget, because this is the Ikar Shebikoro, he has to bring a kivsa achas lechatos, and he has to accompany the chatos, which solsh esronim sols mincha, blu b'shemen, v'lug shemen, fine. So what do we do in this case of Safek? Is Reb Shimon Omer l'machras mevi l'ashomo v'lugo imo. In other words, Reb Shimon says that after the day of his tiglachas, as we said earlier, he has to shave off his hair, and then his tefillah, so now we're up to the eighth day, he brings a keves la'osham, with the lug shemen accompanying the keves, and the omer, he tells the kohen who's doing that krova, the following, im shel mitzora, if I stand in front of you, as a person who was tamei, in fact, with tumas tzoras, which means there was a mitzora muchlat, harezel hashamo velugze imo velugo. Let this carbon be a carbon hasham mitzora. And now we're turning to daf ayin hey amid beis v'im lav. But if in truth I was a mitzora muzkar and there's no chiv to bring korbanos, then let this asham be shalmei nidova. This karban should be designated, the akdosha should be for the sake of shlomim haboim binidova. Again, we have to figure out what happens with the lug shemen. That'll come later on. So because there's a suffix on this karban, whether the din is that of an asham or a din of that, its din is that of a shlomim, so we're going to be machbir for both the chumras of asham, and at the same time, we're going to have to require the chumras of shlomim. What does that mean? Also, asham ton shchita b'tzafon. So we're going to have to shech this carbon as if it were an asham b'tzafon. And we're going to require matan bahonos. We're going to have to set up another kohen to be mekabel adam and do the matan bahomos. And that's in order to be metai the mitzora, because he might be chayv in the korban asham, he may be a muchlat. And then, at the same time, we're going to require smicha, nesachim, tenuvas chaz v'shok as a din of a korban shlamim. None of those requirements of smicha, nesachim, and tenuvas chaz v'shok would apply in the case of an asham. Now, what about this man achila? V'necha liyom v'layla. Again, we're going to have to limit the restricted time of achil like a korban asham. So here we have a case of a safek, that maybe this person is not a mitzor at all. He's not mechuyv in a korban. The korban that he's bringing is shalmei nedova, which is eaten for 2 days and a night. And nevertheless, Reb Shimon says, let's bring him a safek, and I'll have to eat it kechumas asham. And you see clearly that Reb Shimon is matir to bring kodshim lidei psula. We're talking about kodshim doraisa. This again, a difficulty, an objection raised against Rav, who said that Reb Shimon is moda delechatchila on a doraisa level. You're not allowed to bring kodshim lidei psul. And the Gemara answers tikune gavra shayni. That really, in truth, we might be able to say that according to Reb Shimon, in a case of lechatchila and kodshim doraisa, it's also to bring them lidei psul. Here is a different case, because in this case, the person has to bring a korban misafek in order to be mitayer himself mitumaso, in order to allow him to eat kodshim. And therefore, Reb Shimon is going to say that this is like a case of b'di'eved, and we can be mekil, and we can allow him to bring the shlomim, even though he's cutting down and restricting the time that he's going to eat it. He's bringing lidei psul. Tosas adds that from based on this logic, they would make ill even in the case of two kohanim who are going to be makabel the dama korban. And you may recall that we learned back on daf mem zayin and bases a kabbalah's dam of asham mitzora through two kohanim, one for the sake of zrika and the other for the sake of matan bahonos. In the case of korban shlamim, we need that all the dam would be received in a kli shares and all would be nizrak al gabim mizbeach. But again, says Tosis, this is not ma'akev the karbon, It's only l'mitzvaso, and therefore we can be makel in a person that needs the heksher. He needs this as far as his tara is concerned. At this point, the Gemara goes back to explain the braisa. We had a braisa that a mitzora brings a karbon, and he can make a tanai that if he's chayv the osham, this is his osham. If he's not chayv an osham, then this should be a karbon of nidovas shlomim. The Gemara asks, ha tenach, this makes sense to make a tanai on an osham. But as far as the log shemen is concerned, which is coming to accompany the osham, my ikal amemar, how can we tell the mitzora to bring the lug shemen if, in fact, he's not a mitzora muchlat, he's not chayv in the lug shemen at all? How can he bring the lug shemen into the azora? We have a din of also lahachnis chulin la azora. And the Gemara answers, the Omar, the mitzora makes a declaration that if he's not chayv in avos lug shemen, because he's not a mitzor muchlad, he's muskar, his log zeyeh nedova. He's bringing this log as an nedova, and a mitzor can make it tonight. Let this log shemen be an nedova. If he's not chayv midin mitzora. Now the Mishnah later on, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, says that you can bring shemen alone as an nedova to the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the Tanakhama holds that Shemen lo bub in a dova, unless it's betoras mincha, or a chova like the Luk Shemen of a mitzora. So later on, we're not up to this yet, on Daf Ayin Zayin, the Gemara is going to ask, this makes sense according to Tanakhama. I'm saying according to Rav Shimon, but not according to Tanakhama. According to Tanakhama, we don't allow bringing a log shel Shemen as an adova. This would make sense going to Rabbi Tarfon, I meant to say. So that's going to come up around the bend. Now at this point, the Gemara wants to understand, how is it possible to be makriv a lug shemen b'toras nedova, and at the same time b'toras chovas mitzora, v'dilma lav mitzora hu boy mikmotz, he has to be likmotz, he has to do an act of kmitza on the shemen, and he has to be makti the komets, and that's a din of shemen haba binadova. This is based on a statement of Shmuel later on, that according to Rabbi Tarfon, who allows and recognizes a nedova of shemen, is the law is konto umaktiro vishiyorov necholim lekohanim. The Gemara derives this from a hekesh to korban mincha, that just like in the case of a korban mincha, it needs kmitza haktora, and then shirayim necholim, so too in a nedovas shemen, it needs kmitza haktora, and shireho necholim. That's in the case of a log shemen binedova. And if, on the other hand, the log shemen is accompanying this karbon as a karbon mitzora, then we have something else to do with the shemen. And the Gemara answers the makmitz, that enochinami, he's going to do the kmitza on the log shemen, as required in the case of an adova. So the Gemara asks right away, how can he do such a thing? Dilma mitzora, if he's a mitzora, he's chayiv in the log shemen, letar also, boy, we need the kohen. We'll take from this shemen matan sheva hazos. It's going to have to be a matana of sheva hazos, and this is based on a pasuk by Yikri Yudal v'tovala kohenes etzboa yamanis min hashemen asher al kapo esmalis v'izom min hashem betzbo sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara says the yoyev. In other words, he's going to have enough in this log shemen. Then number one, he does kmitzo min hashemen, and number two, he does hazo sheva pa'amim lifnei kodesh kadoshim min hashemen. So Mora asks, v'hachasole, does he really have enough in the log shemen to achieve both these goals? And after he implements the kmitzo, he's going to be able to achieve the seven hazos which are required lifnei kodesh hakadoshim. The Torah requires that these hazos be part of the process of tara. And if the lug is chaser, it's pasul tara. So Gemara answers the Maisi Purta. After the kmitza, the Mitzor is going to bring a small amount of shemen, umemalile, and he's going to complement or supplement the midah that's chaser as a result of the kmitza, and that's not considered a psul. How do we know that? Because now we have a Mishnah in the Goyim in the 14th perek. And that's the Mishnah of the Seder Taras HaMetzorah. And it says, Chaser Lug, if he's missing part of the Lug in order to do the Azos, Ad Shalo Yotzak, if the Kohen has not poured from the Shemen yet into his left palm, is then Yoshev Yamalenu, he doesn't have to bring a brand new Lug Shemen to replace this Lug Shemen. He could just be Mashlim. If there was chasim in a luk. So again, even in the case of a luk shemen that's coming for safek, we could apply the principle of the Mishnah Negoim that the kohen will do kmitza because this might be a shemen shel nedava. Afterwards, he's going to take a little bit of the shemen in order to replace that volume of shemen that's lost because of the kmitza, and he'll do the azah Sheva Pa'amin. So Gemara asks the Kasha. Veha boy haktora. The kometz of the Shemen requires haktora. That's the din of all kmitzas of all menachos. Now, this person, we don't know, he might not be a mitzor at all. And the Shemen is coming b'nedava. And therefore there's no din of haktora on Shemen b'nedava. I'm sorry, I think I messed up. Let me try that again. Veha boi haktorah. This kmitza, which is a requirement as a result of the fact that it's very possible on the tzad that this mitzorah is not really a mitzorah at all, and the shemen is bov in a dova, so we need haktorah. So the Gemara says, the akter le. Then we'll go ahead and we'll be makter the kometz. And that's fine. So Gemara asks, Amos, at what point in time is the kohen going to be marked to this kometz? E basar matnos sheva. If first we're going to take the lug shemen and we're going to do a hazov sheva hazos, and then we're going to be makdir the kometz, then you're not allowed to be makdir it, because if on that side that the shemen is coming towards nedava, Havalei, the status of the shemen after the seven azos is shiore shemen, anything that's left over after the azos, and we have a problem because shirayim, in terms of a korban mincha, shirayim shechosru ben kmitza laktora, ein maktir nesakometz aleihem. In other words, if after the kmitza, but before the aktora, the shemen became dwindled in its volume because of the azos, then the Gemara Menachas Daf Tes establishes that Shiori Mincha Shenechzeru is after the Kmitza, is Ein Maktir Nesakometz Aleha. We can't be Maktir the Ktores on behalf of Shemen Shenechzar, because the Torah says in Vayikra Beis, Ve'irim HaKoyim Min HaMincha Es Azkarasa Ve'ktir HaMizbeicha, and the Chachamim derive from that Mincha Shenechzera is Kmitzasa Psula Aktara. So let's switch around the order now. Ve'i, the Gemara says, let's be marked to the Kometz Kodem Matnos Sheva. Then, how is he going to do the Azom and Hashemen? We have another principle that says, Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim Harehu Bebal taktiru, any carbon that were the maktir, parts of the carbon that were roy lakrova, anything left over, you're not allowed to be makriv. And this is a din that the Gemara establishes in Masechta Menachos, based on what it says at the beginning of Vayikra, ki kol siyor v'chol dvash lo saktiru menu isha al Hashem. And the extra word mimeno is going to teach us that the Torah is telling us that any carbon that you already makriv parts of it, chalakim ruim lakrova, like for example, they were makriv already from besar hakarbon, the chelev and the kloyo. So in the case of menachos, they were makriv already the komets. So in the case of shteil lechem, they already were makriv the kivsei atzeres. Then the nosar shebahem, whatever's left over, is osav akrova. Here too, in the case of the safek mitzora, that he's bringing shemen binidova, and now on aktoras hakometz we have a shem aktora, and the shirayim now become osav aktora, because we don't bring the shirayim; it's a violation of baal takhtira. So how are we going to do the hazah after the aktoras hakmitza? The hazah is considered aktora, and there's no aktora after the carbon, or parts of the carbon, were already brought. So the Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Berei, Dereb Shem Ben Pazi, the Kohen could be marked at first, the comets, and then he could do the Azor and the Sheva Azos of Shemen. Aye, you'll tell me there's an Isur of Baal Taktiru, of what's called Kol Shem Imenuli Ishim, Arebe Baal Taktiru. He says that Isur is because the Masik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. Okay, we have to take a few minutes and figure out what the Masik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. And we only have 5 minutes left, so if we don't finish this, we'll have to do this tomorrow. Now, we spoke about Shiori carbon, that part of the carbon was already brought on the Mizbech, and we mentioned all the cases before the examples. Now, Once we're left with the shirayim, the leftovers, we're not allowed to be mala them on the mizbeach as akrova. However, there's no isa to be mala them to the mizbeach as, I guess you'd say in Latin, qua bitoras atze marocha shalo l'shem akrova. And that's the din of masiklu l'shem eitzim, because eitzim on the marocha is not considered akrova. Here too, what's possible to be done is that the Kohen will be mazeh from the Shemen l'shem mayim. What does that mean, l'shem mayim? Okay, that we have to discuss. But what it really means is that the matana of the Kohen at the time of Hazah is given with a tanai. And he makes the following declaration. He says, if this person is a mitzora mukhlat, and he's chayav in avos shemen, because he has to be mitar himself, then this is shemen abob, then this is not shemen abob in a dova, and therefore aktoras hakometz is not considered aktora, and the shiori shemen are not considered shirayim, and the azos now are being implemented l'shem tara. If on the other hand he's not a mitzora mukhlat, he's not a mitzora, then the shemen is bob and a dove, and haktoras hakometz is considered a haktora. The shiori hashemen now should be osur b'azol midin shirayim. Now the azol should be stam azos of mayim, and then achashuv is ke haktora. Why? Because we're holding now on this tzad that he's not a mitzora, and therefore this whole thing is bin a dove. And if this whole thing has been a dova, then the hazah itself is not a classical hazah, a stam hazah, but rather it's hazah l'shem mayim. So let's just review the mimon of shachir. If on the tzad that he is a mitzora and he's chayv to bring shemen l'taroso, then this is not called shemen abob in a dova. The aktoras hakometz, which is generated by the nedova status of the shemen, is not considered aktora, and therefore the shirayim of the shemen is not considered shirayim. So then just you have a clear cut, you know, path. The path is clear to do the azos, l'shem tara. Oh, but now we get to the other side that maybe he's not a mitzora at all. The shemen is now borba binadova. The aktora is a valid aktora of a nedova shemen. So once it's called the Akhtar, the Shirayi Shemen is considered Shirayim, and it's also Azor. Now what we're going to do is we're going to say that this Azor, again, the reason for the Azor is because maybe he's a Mitzorah muchlat, that he needs the azos of sheva pamim, but now we're going to say that no. We're going now, because again, on the tzad that he is a mitzvah, we've already solved that problem, because there's no shirayim, because there's no shemen abov and adova. Ela what? He's not a mitzvah, and if it is shemen abov and adova, now we have a din of shirayim, okay. But we have a din of shirayim, meaning that he's not allowed to do azah, bitoras azah. But now he's not doing azah, bitoras azah, he's doing it, bitoras mayim. That's not called Akhtara. And you're asking me where we find a precedent for this, and that's what we find in Rabbi Yehuda's statement about a Kohen who's makter the Kometz, and then he does Sheva Hazos Min HaShemen, and the reason why it's not an Iser is because it's Masik Lul Hashem Eitzim. When he brings the Shiari Karbon, even though he's not allowed to be malam on the Mizbech as a Torah Sakrova, but there's no reason to be malam on the Mizbech for Torah Atzei Amarocha, which is not L'shem Akrova. And that's what we're going to apply here, that on the tzad, that it's an Adava that he's bringing. The Azor itself is because he's not a Mitzvah, the Azor itself is L'shem Mayim, it's like the case of L'shem Eitzim. And now the Gemara wants to quote a Braisa to prove that you're allowed to be malish shirayim al gavim mizbech if he's not miskaven l'shem akhtara. So that kavana becomes a precondition in this isur that we've been discussing of kol shimena l'ishim areyu b'bal taktiru. It all depends why he's being mocked here. And we have similar cases in Shas with regard to a suffix that although you're not allowed to do something, but if you only do it because of a suffik and you want to be machmir l'shem suffik isura, then it's mutar. And that's what the Braisa now is quoting in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Beis, ki kol siar v'chol dvash lo saktiru menu yishel Hashem. The following pasuk is Karban Reishis takrivo osom l'Hashem v'el ha-mizbech lo yalu l'reach nichoach. And the second pasuk is telling us that although it's true that siar v'dvash in the previous pasuk are not roi l'akrovim, nevertheless, l'karban reishis heim ru'uyim. It means that the dvash, which are fruits, and therefore they have a din of bikurim, then you can bring them on the mizbeach. Well, again, that's machlok, is exactly what you do with bikurim, but let's assume like that man the yomer, we pass like that man the yomer, there's hanocha of bikurim agami mizbeach. So the CR that he's being makriv for the purpose of shtei alechem on Chag HaShavuos, that he could be makriv. So we're talking about the following. When the pasuk says ve'el ha-mizbech lo yalu l'rech nichoch, it means that that which we derive from the pasuk, the first pasuk, that there's an Isur Akhtara of Shiari Akarmon, and there's an Isur Akhtara of Siar Dvash, that's only Kishmaktiram Lerech Nichoach, meaning for the sake of a Karmon. Then, if you want to bring him on the Mizbech for the sake of a Karmon, is Iatamala, you're not allowed to do so with regard to Shiari Karmon. Avol, however, atomale, you could allow to put him on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim, meaning to add eitzim into the mizbeach, to add to the combustion on the mizbeach, because everything depends upon his kavana, and he only violates the iser of haktara here in the case of shirayim if he does it l'shem haktara l'shem rech nichoach. So the Gemara asks a question here. We're on the top now of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Veha Ika Shirayim. In the case of Lug Shemen, we have Shirayim that were left over after the Kmitza and the Matan Hazos and the Bahonos. Deboi Michlinu, and he's got to give them to the Kohen for purpose of Achila. This is a sugya later on, and Daf Tzadi Aleph, also in Sechem Menachos, that Moser HaShemen, when it's a Shemen Shemba ben Adava, when it's the Luk Shemen of Mitzorah, is eaten by the Kohanim, there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat it, like all Achilas Kodshim and Shiari Menachos. The Kohanim have to eat the Shirayim after Kmitza of the Shemen, in this case the Shemen Shel Mitzorah, but they don't have any rishus, they're not allowed to eat the shirayim until after kmitza. So in the case of a shemen shel mitzora, after nesinas matanos, then the shirayim are mutarim b'achila. Now, if we're going to say that the kohen has to be komets first from the lug, and he's going to have to be makdir the kmitza, and then only afterwards he can replace that midah in order to make sure the shemen is has a full lug for the matnos hamitzora, whether it be the azos or the matonos matnos pahonos, then how could the kohenim eat the shirayim, which they were required to do? Ve'ika hach purta. In other words, inside the shirayim, there's a bit, a ma'at of shemen, which they added after the kmitza in order to be mashlim, in order to supplement the midah that was lost, the midah chasera. The lo kometzi luye. There was never a kmitza done on that tosefus. The kmitza took place first. And therefore, maybe in the shemen, if we assume it was bombed in a dava, and therefore there won't be any matir of matnos ha-mitzora, because again, he's not a mitzora, and the kmitza also can't be matri, because the kmitza was before the osof shemen. So mimonashach, he won't be able to mekayim his mitzvah of eating the shirayim. And the Gemara answers the parikle, that after he adds a little bit of shemen to be mashed in the midah, then he makes a tanai. And here's the tanai that he formulates, he declares. If there's a chiv to bring shemen for taras ha-mitzora, if in fact he's a mitzora, then he's being magdish this tosefes shemen with kedushas haguf in order to fulfill his chovas tara. If on the other hand he's not a mitzor and he has no chiv to bring shemen, and this tosefes is only a tosefes to his nedava, b'toras nedava, then that which I add now, he says, he declares, which is not litzorech to be kodesh b'kedushas dom and bilvai. In other words, he doesn't need it for kedushas haguf. Correct? So let it have the status of Kedushas Domin. And that Tanai he can make. And then he can be Mechalel, that Kedushas Domin onto Mos. And then it becomes Chulin. And therefore there's no Isur for the coin to eat it. Bitoras Mosa Shemen. He could eat it Bitoras Mosa Shemen on the tzad that it is Mosa Shemen, but there's no Isa because he did a pigeon on the tzad that it only has Kedushas Domim. So Mimonavshah, if it has din of Kedushas Haguf and therefore it's for the Chov of Tara, then everything is fine. If on the other hand it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, then let it have Kedushas Domim. On that he can do a Chil on Mos, a pigeon in which he transfers that Kedusha onto the Mos, and there's no Isa for the Kohenim to eat the Mos or Hashemet. Again, just to repeat, on the tzad that he is a mitzora and he's chayav to bring this Mosar Shemen to be mashlim, and it has Kedushas Haguf, then the matnos hamitzora, meaning the azos, that's going to be the Shemen for the Kohen. And as we said on the other side, that it's not Kedushas Haguf and only has Kedushas Domim, he can make this Tanai and be machal the Kedushas Domim onto Mos. So the Gemara asks, Deparik le Hecha. In other words, how does he actually poda the shemen on Mos? E gavoy, if the shemen is still inside the azara, then koma ayil chulin lazara. In other words, he wants to achieve this pigeon on the side that it's only kodesh b'kedushas dom, and he's doing this inside the azara. And as a result, the shemen automatically turns into chulin. And now he's bringing chulin into the azara. The e b'evroi, and if on the other hand it's going to be poded chutz azara, if sul b'yotze, then he's passeling the luk shemen by taking it out of the azara b'sul yotze, because kodshe kodshim sheyotzu chutz azara nifsulu. Now this shemen is being brought b'toras mitzora on the tzad that he's mitzora, and therefore it has a din of kodshe kodshim, which the yitziyasa mechutz azara become posel. So now the leftover shemen, whether it's being brought b'toras nedava or if being brought b'toras chova as shemen shel mitzora, mimarshach has a din of kodshei kodshim. So the Gemara answers, liolam gavoy, the tosefes shemen is going to be, they're going to be poded inside the azara. Ah, you're asking Akasha that now after the pigeon he's got chulin b'azara. And the Gemara answers, Chulin Mimela Havyon. The Chulin become, I'm sorry, the Shemin becomes Chulin Me'atzmon. In other words, when he brought the Shemin into the Azorah, then at that point there was no Isur because it had Kedusha. And now, let's assume it had Kedusha's Domin. That itself is not Chulin, so he's allowed to bring that into Azorah. Now he's Podit. And you're going to tell me there's an Isra of Achnosas Chulin V'yadayim? No, he is Memela. In other words, in the din of Chulin Azor, there's halacha of Maisa V'yadayim, of Achnosa V'yadayim. And here there was no Achnosa V'yadayim. The Isra of Chulin Azor is not the Matzav that was created, the Mitzius, or the status, the state, the Totsah, but rather the Achnosas Chulin Azor. And this is an analysis of Rabbi Yosef Engel, a long discussion in one of his forum about the nature of the Isur of Chulin Lazorah. Is it Achnosa or the fact that they became Chulin Lazorah? There's a mitzius that you caused of Chulin Lazorah, even if you didn't actively create it. And from our Gemara that says, Leolim B'gavoy V'chulim M'mela Havyin, it seems clear that the Isur is being Machnas the Chulin Lazorah, not the fact that he causes a mitzius of Chulin Lazorah. I just want, as we close the shiur, just add that there's a difficulty here in the sugya when the Gemara says that igavoy kama ayil Chulin Lazorah. That kasha is not so clear because after pigeon, the Tosefes Shemen becomes Chulin. And we could say, therefore, that the chulin is batel berov haluk. In other words, he has most of the luk, he adds a little bit, and that becomes chulin through this pigeon. There's no isur of chulin bazar if it's batel. And in truth, to answer this question, to understand this question, we really have to understand a different question. And that is, what's the status before pigeon? Could the shemen itself be batel in shiori ha-shemen? And if there's no possibility of doing so, then Nimtza, it turns out that through this pigeon he's being goreim a tosefes shemen that it's going to be that will be batel, and that violates the principle of osel levatel isur lechatchila. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. We're on daf ayin zayin amud aleph. We're almost up to the next mishnah, but not quite. And B'li Neder will start with the Gemara's kasha here of V'ha'amar Rabbi Shimon. So we're up to the words V'ha'amar Rabbi Shimon, which is five lines down from the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph.